Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair.
Well, welcome back to the Auto Body Source Podcast. We are very pleased today to have with us someone who is of particular interest on the employment side of the industry. If you happen to be looking for a quality employee to work for your business, I think you're also going to be glad to meet her too. Her name is Diane Benting, the president of Body Shop Jobs. Body Shop Jobs is a service connecting auto body professionals with employers. And we're pleased to get to know a little bit more about how this service works. Diane, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about how Body Shop Jobs came about.
Yes. So I was in the automotive collision industry for about 15 years in the marketing side, and I was always helping shops find employees. And I thought, well, why are we directing them to these big mass national job boards or Craigslist or somewhere? Where can they go to actually find employees for the automotive collision industry? And then I thought, well, why can't I create that? And so that's where the idea was born for Body Shop Jobs.
Awesome. 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 So this seems to be, from what I can understand, a first of its kind service within this industry. How does it work?
So there's all other job boards out there for the industry, but it's for mainly geared towards techs, because that's the biggest shortage we have right now is techs. But I wanted something that is for the painters, the front of the house people, manufacturers, rep agencies, distributors, insurance, to cover all the bases of anybody that's in the field. So you have, let's say you have a painter that's been painting for 30 years. He's tired of bending over, breaking his back, being in a paint booth all the time. Where does he go? Well, distributors, they're always looking for paint techs or somebody to be teaching new people. So that's where my job board excels, is they can find a job for a paying position, but with a distributor or a manufacturer or somebody else.
Gotcha. 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 So I noticed that you've been able to add features to it since you rolled out. It's a fairly new job board, I'm assuming?
Yes. So I launched in April of 2023.
Okay.
So fairly new. And I have ideas of how I want it to grow and expand. And it's just getting it there. So you have to always start small and you can grow. So that's the idea, is I'm rolling out new features constantly, or just little tidbits that I add in here and there, or getting feedback from people too. I love getting the feedback from shops or job seekers saying, hey, it'd be really great if you could do this. And then I can go to my web development team and ask them, is this something that's possible? Is it not? Because a lot of times I go to them, I'm like, this should be easy, like no brainer. And they're like, well, actually it's a little more difficult than you would think to add that feature. So it's just playing around with things and figure out which ones we can do.
That's awesome. Has the engagement from shops been positive so far?
Yes, it has. A lot of them are just like, we need something national. We need something that covers all the bases. And so that's been really positive.
That's awesome. It seems like, and I remember back in my days, even though I didn't initially start in the automotive collision industry, I can remember it seemed simpler at one time being able to just submit your resume to a position that you were interested in. And, you know, technology has had its pros and cons as time has gone on. This seems really simple as far as the steps that a person takes to be able to submit a resume. What does that look like for a candidate?
So I wanted everything to be very straightforward, where you're not trying to like figure out, where do I go? What do I click on? What do I do? If you're a job seeker looking for a job, you can go on and create an account as a job seeker. If you don't have a resume, we have a resume generator where you can kind of enter your information and it'll generate you a quick PDF. But you go on, you submit your resume. I do all the approving of resumes and job postings. So I go in, mainly approve it just to make sure everything's correct. Approve your resume. When it gets approved on the site, employers can then search for you, or you can apply directly to job postings from the site.
That's awesome. That's awesome. This sounds like a game changer. I know. Is this just for shops alone, or is it do manufacturers have access to it?
Yes, manufacturers, rep agencies, distributors, and actually I'm going to add pretty soon here education, because talking with people, you do have people that are in the industry that want to move into the teaching sector, or vice versa. Maybe a teacher now is like, okay, I want to go paint for a little bit, or they have summers off. So what if they want to go and paint in a shop for 3 months? Maybe somebody's looking to pick up work. So I think I want to add the education factor to it too. So that's a nice thing about this site too, is I can ever grow it and change it for the industry.
Yeah, that really is a game changer. And this is free for candidates, right? When they're those who create a profile?
Yes. So anybody looking for a job position is completely free for them to upload their resume and to look for jobs. And then for employers, I make it really cost effective where there's three different tiers for job postings. It's a $25, $35, or $50 posting. It's live for 30 days. And then after that, you have the choice to renew if you haven't found anybody. But I want it all to be cost effective where it's just user friendly.
It sounds like it is. It really sounds like it is. This website is very streamlined. It looked like it was even available to access from the Tasco Autocolor website, which was convenient as well.
Yes. So I actually partnered with Tasco Autocolor, and that's the goal too, is to do other partnerships with other paint distributors or any distributor where I can go and they can have their logo added to the website with a link from their website to Body Shop Jobs.
That's nice. That's nice. It sounds like it takes a lot of the headache out of applying, because once you've got a profile set up, you just do it one time.
Right.
And then you can just, you know, apply, you know, to as many positions as you want.
Yes.
And even if a person is relocating, you know, to a different region of the country, it seems like this will, this is definitely going to be an asset.
Yes. I actually even had somebody the other day that was moving from Oregon to Houston. And so they put on their profile Houston, that way employers in Houston can search them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is really going to take off, and we really wanted to we're glad to have you on today to get the word out about this. And really we want to get behind this push to encourage and facilitate as many new technicians into the field as possible. And I'm sure the industry itself is going to get behind you, and we wish you all the best in this.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Diane. Again, Diane Benting is president of bodyshopjobs.com, brand new resource and service, a website dedicated to connecting qualified auto body professionals with employers in the collision repair industry. Again, you can visit bodyshopjobs.com in order to find your next employee, learn more. This is a groundbreaking service, and we're very excited to help get the word out and support you.
Thank you. All the
best to you, Diane.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of the Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For three decades, the Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.